君に借りた CD 今日返しに行くね。
Hey everybody, and welcome to Anime 101.
Hey guys.
I'm Megan.
I'm Joel.
And basically what we're going to try to do is further educate Joel about anime.
That's not true. Joel knows all about anime.
Joel thinks he knows a lot about anime. So, both of us grew up, I think, watching dubbed versions of, you know, really, like, standardly 90s, early 2000s
anime.
Yeah, basically, like, Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon and, well, okay, Joel didn't watch Sailor Moon. I watched Sailor Moon because I was a cool kid. Pokemon and Digimon and that sort of thing. And I continued to branch out and watch more anime as I aged, and Joel still thinks that Pokemon is the best anime.
To be fair, Joel is a boy who grew up with when boy anime was a really big thing.
That's true. That's
true. In America. So, but yeah, that's about as far as my anime existence goes. Because, I watched lots and lots of Pokemon and lots of Dragon Ball Z. And then there was that anime where, like, let's talk about this. I was like, no.
Talking about things is overrated.
No.
You should fight more small animals. That seems more interesting.
Talking does not make your hair turn golden.
I've been watching anime since I was about, I've been watching, like, for realsies, not
real anime.
Legitimate anime that's not, like, dubbed for 5-year-olds. Since I was probably about 12, and reading manga and watching things in Japanese with subtitles, and which is Joel's favorite thing.
Oh. That.
And, so what we're going to attempt to do is, I'm going to go through some anime that maybe Joel's seen in English, and some anime that I feel is either would interest him or, is, like, important in general to the anime fandom, or important in anime history, I guess you would say, and we're gonna see what Joel thinks of it.
Now, okay, to be fair, I have seen Spirited Away, mm-hmm. and I have seen Ponyo. So I'm not adverse to it, but
he is open to trying new things, which is good.
But yeah, but I've seen one episode of Sailor Moon in my entire life.
That's so funny to me.
It was that one where there was a guy and they had vines.
Oh no, I totally know the series arc you're talking about. Yeah,
all right,
that's a whole arc. There's a dude.
Does he keep coming back? Because I think
aliens.
She beat him pretty easily.
Oh yeah,
because she. All right, we'll go. All right, this is what I remember about that episode. She didn't want to be Sailor Moon anymore, and so she didn't know her cat talked anymore. And then the cat talked, and it freaked her out. And then she was like differently drawn at that point because she was a really unattractive normal person. And then she was like, oh, I gotta be Sailor Moon again. And she regrew her nails and her hair.
That's very odd. I don't remember this episode. For the record, I haven't seen Sailor Moon in a long time, but I do not remember the specific episode.
We need to track
this one remember,
now.
I know that, I'm pretty sure I know which villains you're talking about. It was a brother and sister.
Brother and sister, and they had cards.
Yeah.
And, like, they picked the bad guy for her to fight out of the cards.
Yeah, and they were from some other planet, and
if you say so. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were from space. Because they were, like, blue.
That could be.
Joel doesn't remember that they're blue.
I remember, at the end, like, so she beats this villain, and then they come out, and they're like, oh, you're a new plaything. And she's like, hey, you guys! That's not cool.
That's how that works. I'm sure the Sailor Moon said, hey, you guys, a lot of them.
Yeah, she actually was part of the Goonies.
That would make that movie 10 times weirder.
So, I've seen that one. I've seen one episode of maybe more, but I've seen about 3 episodes of Gundam Wing.
Oh, Gundam Wing.
So I don't know a lot about that. And I get that confused with the Zoids a lot.
Well, there's a lot of mech anime that involve giant robots and dudes and giant robots.
There was a lot of that on Toonami, kind of like in a row.
Yes. Oh, Toonami. Oh, childhood. they showed quite a few Gundam series, actually. They showed Gundam Wing, they showed G Gundam, and I believe they also showed Gundam SD, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was all Gundam Wing to me.
I mostly watch Gundam Wing.
I'll be honest, I didn't know they were different until 8 seconds ago.
Apparently, also, there's a manga sequel to Gundam Wing now, in which they all have children, which is very weird.
So, I did watch that. I watched lots of Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, up through Orange Islands.
Oh, wow. That's Pokemon dedication.
Yeah. I've seen that pretty solidly. And part of Johto. That's where I kind of fell out, was in the middle of Johto. So, Ash still has, like, two badges wandering around that forest.
Ash is really bad at badges.
Ash is the worst.
He is not a good Pokemon trainer.
I watched lots of Digimon, seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Did
you get to 3?
No, that's when they went to America.
Yeah.
And the kids in season 3 watched seasons 1 and 2
on
TV, and I was like, that's strange.
Digimon is actually one of the few animes from my childhood that I have not seen in the original Japanese with subtitles. Because I've gone back and watched, the rest of Sailor Moon, the parts that they didn't dub. I went through Stars, and so I've seen quite a bit of Sailor Moon with subtitles, and I've seen a couple of episodes of Pokemon, and quite a bit of Gundam Wing.
I've seen one episode of Pokemon in Japanese, because that was the stroke episode.
Oh, did you watch the one with Porygon?
Yes.
That, like, they didn't translate, because it was, like, causing...
Yeah, because it flashed lights.
Causing epileptic fits.
So I did. I got somebody in the room with me in case I stroked out.
That's good.
I watched that episode, but I was fine. I was cool.
But yeah, Digimon is one of the few that I haven't actually, like, gone back and watched in Japanese, so...
Can we watch Digimon? Can that be...
We can
on this podcast?
I can look into it. I'll see if I can find it. I think the first series we're gonna start out with, which should be really funny, is what Joel remembers as Cardcaptors, and, what is, in fact, Cardcaptor Sakura,
So... Cardcaptors was in that block on Kids WB, and you know, it was one of the boy cartoons, as far as I was concerned, for such a huge part of my life.
Oh man.
I mean, yeah, the main character was a girl, but there was this guy named Lee.
His name was Lee. He was Lee in the dub, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so his name was Lee, and he had a sword, which is pretty mannish. And
he just have a sword.
It was really, like, a lot of stuff happened at night, so they were in shadows, and it was
creepy. Things. Yeah.
And the theme song.
We just spent the past 10 minutes trying to find who sings this theme song. If you've seen the original dub of Cardcaptors, you definitely would recognize it. And apparently it's sung by this dude named Dave Dorr.
If you know who that is, we want to meet him.
Send us a message. it was apparently what they tried to do when they dubbed it was they were like, the main target market at the time for anime was like, you know, 10-year-old boys, basically, because, you know, Pokemon and Digimon and that sort of thing had been translated for that audience as well. So... when they translated Cardcaptor Sakura, they were like, we're gonna make this manly, which is, like, the weirdest plan of all of the animes to try and make manly. Cardcaptor Sakura would definitely not be my first choice. So we're gonna watch some of that, and...
Good for me.
We're gonna watch some of that, probably the first 5 episodes, I think, is what we're going to do for, most of the animes if they're considerably long. Just so we can give Joel a general overview. And if he wants to continue series, obviously he can. But we're gonna watch the first 5 episodes of that in Japanese with subtitles and all of its girly glory. Oh, you're gonna love the opening theme, Joel. It's so, so not manly. And, yeah. So, that's the general idea. And we will do that.
All right. I'm somewhat looking forward to it. You can take away all my things. You can be like, and this is the episode of Dragon Ball Z where they all had tea and took ballet classes.
Yep, that's actually what happened.
Yep. And be like, what? And here's the original dub where their hair turns pink when they go to Super Saiyan mode.
Yes. And then they have very, very intense arguments about
boys and shoes.
Yes, boys and shoes and shades of lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna have to balance this out with rewatching lots of Dragon Ball Z. Like,
I'll give you something more boy friendly after this one.
I'll listen to Rock the Dragon.
Get to listen to repeat. Rock the Dragon on repeat for a week. To stop the girly.
All right, yeah. So next week we will have seen the first 5 Japanese episodes of Cardcaptor's Sakura.
Yes.
And I'll see how that turns out. And the thing is, like, I don't remember a lot about original Cardcaptors other than it was super manly.
Every time you say that, it's so funny. Oh, it's so manly. It's going to be so manly, Joel. So, just keep thinking that.
That's the thing. Is like I don't know how well it will compare to what I remember, because I just remember general themes. I don't remember storylines and arcs and,
yep,
you know, character motivation.
And yeah, I think it's a good idea to start with something you're at least mildly familiar with.
Yeah, don't.
Maybe not familiar in this form. But I didn't want to start you out with, like, oh, it's Akira time! Melting children, go! Like, you know, I didn't want to start out with something really crazy. So it's not, yeah, it's not going to be, like, mind-blowing, but it is going to be kind of confusing for you.
Baby steps. Baby steps into your crazy world.
Sorry. yeah, so we will do another podcast next week, and we will be talking about Cardcaptor Sakura, so
look forward to that!
Yay! Yep. Okay, bye everybody!
Bye-bye!